Well, today in Washington, Loretta Lynch was sworn in as the 83rd Attorney General of the United States. And of those 83, she is the first African-American woman to hold the position.
If a little girl from North Carolina who used to tell her grandfather in the fields to lift her up on the back of his mule so she could see way up high, Granddaddy, can grow up to become the chief law enforcement officer of the United States of America, we can do anything.
Joining us from Washington with more is Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
And this swearing in today came after a 5-month delay, which we have talked all about. But can you tell us a little bit more about who Loretta Lynch is and where she comes from?
Yes, let's remember Loretta Lynch. She is a 55-year-old federal prosecutor, been with the Department of Justice for 25 years, the last 5 as the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, very high-profile venue. Originally, though, she is from North Carolina, born in Greensboro, and her 83-year-old father is a Baptist minister there, and he was in attendance today at the swearing-in. She got her undergrad and law degrees from Harvard, practiced for a little while in private practice before going into the Justice Department. President Obama nominated her for Attorney General in November. Then those hearings were held early this year, went quite well. It was clear she had plenty of votes for a Senate confirmation. But then she had to wait for several months because her nomination was held hostage to unrelated legislation and partisan standoff.
And assuming she lasts through the rest of the Obama presidency, that would give her about 18 months as Attorney General. What would be on her agenda?
First goal would have to be restoring some semblance of order and respect between local law enforcement and minority communities. Maybe restoring isn't the best word. You know, from Ferguson last summer to Baltimore right this very minute, the never-easy relationship between police and people of color has really reached a crisis point. Deaths in police custody are now a national scandal. We're seeing these videotapes. It seems there's a new one almost every week. And beyond that, she's going to be looking at issues of voting rights protection, inequities of sentencing for various offenses, and dealing with a Congress that wants her to show a lot of independence from the man who nominated her, especially on immigration law.
And she wants to persuade that Congress to extend a key section of the Patriot Act that is set to expire at the end of next month.
That's right. And she probably will see support for that. I know Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, is also pushing for an extension of the Patriot Act.
Ron, the Senate is set to debate a bill this week that would give Congress a voice in the nuclear deal with Iran. Some wrenches being thrown into the works there, some changes that are being offered to the bill. Tell us more about those.
Would-be wrenches, perhaps. Several are expected from Marco Rubio, the first-term senator from Florida, who's officially running for president. Rubio wants any eventual deal with Iran to require Iran to first recognize Israel and its right to exist, and also to release any Americans in custody in that country, including a Washington Post reporter who's imprisoned there right now. And both of those are going to be very popular ideas in the Senate, but obviously would be a problem for the negotiators in this deal, which are more than just the U.S. and Iran, also include a number of other countries. And other senators want to also amend the agreement to have it processed as a treaty with a 2/3 requirement for ratification and some other things of that nature.
I like how you say officially running for president. We have to remember that a lot of the, quote, candidates are not really officially running for president yet, although one who is has been in the news a lot over the weekend, and that is Hillary Clinton. A lot of questions about the Clinton Foundation taking heat for donations from foreign governments, as well as we know the House committee investigating the Benghazi attacks requested last week that Hillary Clinton testify more on that in May. Ron, you put these two into a common thread that could be a determining factor in her campaign. Tell us about that.
Yes. Hillary Clinton says she's eager to testify and answer questions both about the State Department emails on her personal server, thousands of which she's deleted, and also the Benghazi questions and ultimately also the Clinton Foundation questions. And the common thread here is that we're giving a good hard scrub to everything Hillary Clinton's been up to in recent years. Secretary of State work for 4 years, and also her involvement with that foundation she and her husband Bill Clinton set up, which has raised and handed out many millions of dollars for various causes, much of it from foreign donors who might have business before the State Department or the White House someday.
That's NPR's Ron Elving, senior Washington editor and correspondent. And Ron, I'm sure we're going to be having a lot more discussions about these stories and more in Washington and now all around the country as the 2016 race really gets into full swing. Ron, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.